This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I want to choose my words very, very carefully here. And I want everything I say to really cut through all the establishment propaganda and disinformation. This is probably one of the most profound, important things I've ever said in my 21 years on air. It is completely confirmed that this country has been taken over by foreign multinational corporations who want to pull up the ladder and end the free market system of prosperity and reestablish a form of feudalism. And what's profound about that is it's fact. Not exaggerated, not embellished. We have been hit by 21st century warfare. We have been conquered. But just as profound, the world is awakening. Look at the Brexit. Look at other nationalist movements across the planet, identifying that unelected multinationals through fraudulent trade deals that are actually takeover agreements, have seized our nations by fraud and by stealth. But that itself is not the profound statement I was about to make. It's this. In the worldwide resistance to this, Drudge Report, Matt Drudge, Nigel Farage, Alex Jones, Donald Trump are now the undisputed defenders of the nation state. Now, that isn't a statement to sound arrogant or powerful. It's something I don't even want to be in this position. It makes my stomach tie up in knots, and I'm somebody who's never choked on air. We're now approaching a point where it's so surreal, and even the mainstream media admits we're the leaders of the opposition. They act like that's discrediting. No, what it's discrediting of is that people are hungry for freedom and hungry to resist tyranny, and other men have just stood there and done nothing and been bought off and gone along with this. The exciting news is we're having a huge effect. That I never in my wildest imaginations going on air 21 years ago thought that I thought I would raise the alarm and then men who were better than me, smarter than I, more focused with more resources would come to the call to save the country. And instead, listeners supported us and supported others in the movement. And so now the profound statement is without any doubt, everybody looking at it prima facie, on its face, we are the resistance, and that means you are the resistance. You are the power of InfoWars.com. You are the power of DrudgeReport.com. And we are the resistance. Now, that said, everybody's really getting upset right now, and they should, because Homeland Security is announcing that they're taking over the control of the elections. And that's because we blew their operation wide open a month ago. Everybody knows, again, we launched a move to get Trump to come out and point out election fraud. And Trump took the ball, crossed the goal line big time. In sudden death overtime, and they are in full panic right now. Full panic. They're basically declaring martial law over the internet and infrastructure. That's what they say in this new executive action. This is big. We forced them to move their hand.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
The globalist great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. We're here live. Broadcasting worldwide. You return weeknights, 7 o'clock Central. InfoWars Nightly News. And, of course, Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. with a live transmission as well. Okay, things are crystal clear now. In fact, our breakdown and analysis, I would say, was about 98% on target out about 6 months ago on what the globalists would do with our elections. Now we've gotten into completely crisp focus, have a 100% blueprint on what the New World Order is going to do. First off, I want to address a big issue here first, because I'm just now completely recognizing this because I'm a humble person. And a lot of other people are realizing it, and so is the enemy. InfoWars is at the center of resistance to the world corporate takeover known as the New World Order. We know that. But it is at the absolute center of the zeitgeist. And that means you, the listeners, the viewers, the people that spread the word, the folks that give us the tips, You are the heart. You are the blood. You are the eyes. You are the brain. You are the bones. You're the muscles. You're the feet. You're the hands. You're the fingers. You're the nose. You're the ears. You're the hair. You're everything. You are the InfoWar. What's crazy is no one else thought to launch an InfoWar against the globalists or even call it InfoWar. No one thought to go get the technologies they were using against us in information warfare and turn it around, but load the munitions with truth that's even more powerful. And so it's very humbling. But it's the truth that Drudge Report, it's like fingers on a hand that you form a fist with. Drudge Report, InfoWars, Donald Trump, Ron Paul to a certain extent, helping lay the groundwork, and a constellation of other news organizations and sites, and our military that's very awake. Forms the resistance against the New World Order, and the counter-narratives we're putting out against them are so accurate and so truthful, there's no way their system can stand when it's faced with that. The pro-pedophilia publication, Salon, I mean, they are literally pushed-pedophilia. The pedophiles are good people, basically. They're mainlining it. They attack Drudge almost every day, and they say, the Drudge Factor in 2016... providing rumors, scandals, and chatter, the press is all too eager to eat up. And they go on to admit that Drudge is setting the narrative. No, Drudge is setting the narrative of common sense, which everybody else can see. He just has a giant platform to break it down and has the courage to do it. And they can't stand it. That's why George Soros' memos are now public via the latest hack, where he wants UN federally controlled police to shut down the internet for patriots and only let his organization operate. That's word for word. They have to try to shut us down. And it shows really how weak they are, that their entire giant media system worldwide, and the Pope and the Saudi royals and the kitchen sink and the Mexican president and all these other people attacking us, and we're winning the fight for public opinion because we're just promoting common sense. And no matter how much they demonize us, it just bounces off or even makes us stronger. Now that said, there's a reason InfoWars is so successful. And it's because we have a memory and we have common sense. And it's a great responsibility. But when I got up this morning and went to InfoWars.com, then DrudgeReport.com, I instantly knew what I had to do. Come in and play the words of Obama and Jay Johnson and others to show you how they're deceiving you. Ladies and gentlemen, Homeland Security is announcing that it is moving to completely take over the elections. And guess who's going to have Homeland Security authority in the elections? Guess. The multinational body that founded the United Nations and that basically controls the security agreements in the European Union. The security directive of the OECD. That is the technical name of the reorganization project that took place after World War II, known as the Marshall Plan. This is when you get down to the bottom layer of what actually runs things, the foreign global multinational system is coming in to run our elections. Now, before they let the Associated Press and five other trusted establishment media groups announce the fake numbers whenever they stole elections, because we've called it and Trump's called it and we've talked about it, they are being forced now to openly call an infrastructure protection, which Homeland Security always said they would do. I told you 15 years ago when they first gave it cabinet-level status, that Homeland Security was going to openly basically make law by regulations, and you'd have to have approval from them to build a barn in your backyard, have a farm, have a job. How did I know that? I watched the C-SPAN hearings when they were founding Homeland Security. I watched what Governor Ridge said they were going to do. And they are now going to run our elections. Now, remember, Obama said, Alex Jones, you know, Donald Trump, you know, well, back then they wouldn't say my name, the Texan, the creature in Texas, says that media. The feds aren't involved in elections. Locals run it. Oh, really? The feds aren't involved in elections. They always were telling the media what returns to put out, trying to steal elections. Sometimes they weren't successful. Now they're coming in with the UN. That's what this is, to run it. And I covered this in great detail last week from Reuters. Reuters. OSCE. That's the security agreement of the OECD. Rights group. Oh, it's a rights group, just like all Soros' groups are, request 500 international observers to monitor the U.S. presidential vote, 10 times what they did in 2012. And now this, from WorldNet Daily, Washington Examiner, it's on DrudgeReport.com, it's all been announced openly. Homeland I special declaration to take charge of elections, Jay Johnson, the Department of Homeland Security began considering declaring the election a critical infrastructure, which means they're over it, and law is suspended under executive orders. We're going to cover all of this in great detail. And we told you it was coming. The Internet's handed over October 1st to the UN. Fox News has been coup d'etat internally, so they won't challenge fraudulent returns. You see them moving, folks. This is the big one. Trump is way ahead in many polls, neck and neck, even in their fake polls, L.A. Times polls, he's ahead. They know he's the next president. They're going to try to block it. This is bigger than 1776 because there's 7.5 billion people. We've been overrun by globalists. There's all these weapon systems. The globalists are starting wars with Russia right now. This is an over-the-top moment never before seen in history. And I'm sitting here with chills up and down my spine because I have the detailed analysis and breakdown. And I wrote reports. I'm just going to stop right there. I told you I had to take off some time over a month ago and write reports for people. I wrote reports on what I believe they would do. And I got it to the right people, obviously. And I'm telling you exactly what I said is happening. And I'm like doing the work nobody else will do. And I'm not even bragging. But I'm telling you, at this point, folks, when it comes to strategy against these people, I mean, I'm right there at the top, and I'm just like, this is insane that there aren't other men out there that were fighting this. There's Drudge and Joseph Farah and you know, Donald Trump's got the will to do it. God bless him. Incredible stamina and courage. But I'm just letting you know, the listeners, how important you are and how historic this broadcast is, so you understand. Because we're going to do what other people aren't going to do. Common sense. We're going to play Jay Johnson first. This is what Homeland Security Director says about Trump, and he is going to run the election. I'm going to skip this break. This is so beyond bombshell. This is hydrogen bomb level over the top. He's come out and said you're disqualified. Obama said you're disqualified. You're not allowed to run. You're evil. You're bad. You're un-American. Everything they are. And then they're going to run the election with the corporate group that did the reconstruction of Europe, that's funded and run by the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, and the globalists, a private combine. I mean, this is the shadow world government. The Organization of Economic and Cooperative Development is the new world order. It's the IMF, it's the World Bank, it's the WTO, it's the TPP, it's the tentacles, it's the group, it's totally secret. It's dispatching its security services, that's Interpol and spooks, to run our election. It's beyond the UN. The UN is just this little factotum that it transfers sovereignty to and then it runs, but it's still a front and a fake debating club. This is unbelievable, but I predicted it. You know, I've been predicting it months ago on air. I know the enemy. I know their operations. This is all I do is study them. And I'm not bragging. I'm saying you need to know you are getting the Death Star plans, period. This is it. And the thing is coming around and is going to be clear to fire in the next few months. total world government tyranny is coming in. They're planning a financial collapse after this. That's evident. They're trying to prop up the German banks. They admit they're preparing martial law, troops in the streets. Germans are already getting the food off the shelves. I mean, you can just see it. Tick, 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 tick. They're just running the jihadis in as fast as they can. Oh, my God, help us. And I don't mean that in vain. I mean, God, help us. This is incredible. I'm sure now they're making their big move. This is it, folks. They're going to start wars. They're going to plunge stock markets. They're going to turn paramilitary loose. You decide what side you're on with God right now. The photo on drudgereport.com says it all. It's behind me on screen that we can pull back and show folks. Them in their big fake Homeland Security Situation Room where they spy on everybody and all the rest of it. And they're going to run the election. Of course, they were always doing it, but Obama said they weren't. So let's play Jay Johnson. This clip is, talk about projection. This is it. I believe this, that, this is Jay Johnson a few months ago. I believe that it's the responsibility of those of us in national security and homeland security when a leading candidate for office proposes something that is irresponsible, probably illegal, unconstitutional, and contrary to international law, un-American, and will actually hurt our efforts at homeland security and national security, we have to speak out. And he went on to say Donald Trump is disqualified and shouldn't be president. They're the ones doing all this. They're the ones violating our laws. They're the ones opening our borders. They're the ones involved in all these scams. They're the ones, and now everything they say about us is what they're doing, and they're going to run the election. But remember, going at Roger Stone on the line, remember, Obama said that the feds aren't involved in elections. He said, what is election fraud? Ha ha, like it doesn't even exist. This is the complete arrogance of these people. Look, I know you can fix the elections. I know you can get away with basically any crime you want. I get all of that. But you can't go on forever, globalists. You're doing it in front of everyone now. And just because you're planning to try to shut down the internet and have some type of civil emergency to cover your butt, it's not going to work. You people are crazy. And just because you've been put in by the New World Order because you got chips on your shoulders or whatever, just because you call people that want free elections racist doesn't make it so, Obama. And you're not allowed to steal elections, Obama, for Hillary, just because you're part African. The political correctness is over. Let's go ahead and play Jay Johnson. This is the guy who absolutely should recuse himself. He is disqualified. It's a conflict of interest, the most brazen of which we haven't seen in a few months since Loretta Lynch was meeting with Bill Clinton illegally on the airplane. So here's Jay Johnson.
As the Secretary of Homeland Security, I have avoided responding to the political season and what candidates have said running for president. However, I believe that it's the responsibility of those of us in national security and homeland security when a leading candidate for office proposes something that is irresponsible, probably illegal, unconstitutional, and contrary to international law, un-American, and will actually hurt our efforts at homeland security and national security. We have to speak out.
And that's Trump wanting to vet Muslims coming in. Oh, if you're not checking their IDs, then stop them. Well, I can't get in without them checking my passport. Now, this is the guy that's going to run the elections. And I told you they're going to try to steal the election because Trump, in so many real polls and scientific polls, is really ahead. They know this. And I told the world, watch. They're involved. They stole it from Sanders. They tried to steal it from Trump. And Trump has common sense. He comes out. He's done his own research. He says exactly that. And they flip out and say, Trump's a kook. We're now going to have the UN and the EU overseeing our election. That's Reuters. And guess who advises them? Soros. We have his own emails. So here is the clip from Obama making fun of myself and Trump, saying election fraud, what's that? And saying the feds aren't involved. As they move to, quote, take over the election, to take charge of critical infrastructure. That's called martial law when the party in power takes control of the election. This is, but don't worry, the UN's here to certify it's okay. They admit they're watching Trump and making sure he doesn't try to stop illegals from voting. This is a foreign takeover of America. This is treason emblazoned in flame. You are watching history, people. Let's play the clip of Obama.
Of course the elections will not be rigged. What does that mean? The federal government doesn't run the election process. States and cities and communities all across the country, they're the ones who set up the voting systems and the voting booths. And if Mr. Trump is suggesting that there is a conspiracy theory that is being propagated across the country, including in places like Texas, where typically it's not Democrats who are in charge of voting booths. That's ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense.
And he implies we're saying Texas will be stolen. We're talking about nationally, the feds involved, Homeland Security's always been involved the last 15 years. Now they've got 10 times the monitors. They're bringing in foreigners to come do their dirty work. This is like a spy novel on PCP. It's happening. It's in Reuters. They're seizing control. And I tell you what I think Trump has to do right now. We're going to do it. We're going to put together the informational videos. You can call them ads, but they're not. They're just support of the First Amendment and the right to vote, where we show Obama saying feds don't run elections and then cut to them announcing that the feds are taking over the elections. And then Trump warning of this and being proven right. I mean, the UN and the EU bureaucrats are going to be here running our elections. Roger Stone, at this point, this is so incredible that this is actually happening. This appears like they're completely panicking. They seem completely wild-eyed and desperate. I've never seen such lies. I've never seen such cheerleading in the media for other media to get more intense in lying. Trump is acting presidential, going to New Orleans, going to Louisiana, going to Mexico today to meet with the Mexican president. What in the world is going on here? How can the party in power announce an emergency and seize control of the election, which we already know they were trying to mess with? Sir, what are the words to describe this?
Sure. Well, first of all, let's address, Alex, what the president said. We don't even know what election theft is, what voter fraud is. Let me illuminate the president. It is manipulation of the computerized voter machines in wide use in this country, the so-called Diebold or PES machine. We have an authoritative Stanford study that shows that these machines were rigged against Bernie Sanders. We have a study by a Princeton professor, Appel, showing that the machines can be rigged in 7 minutes or less. We have a CBS video showing how a $15 device you can buy at Radio Shack or Best Buy's can be used to hack these machines and vote multiple times. CBS, not exactly a part of the conservative alt media. So the president is saying, in essence, he ignores the technology, and we're supposed to rely on the integrity of those in the political process not to rig the election, even though it is technologically very possible. Here's what's happened, Alex. Donald Trump has raised this question, and more Americans are asking whether we're going to have an honest election. This is the establishment's attempt to put a cap on this. I reminded of Ronald Reagan, who said the most dangerous words in the English language: I'm from the government, and I'm here to help you. You're right. There is no significant role. We need to watch the watchers, because that's where this election...
And you said that over a month ago. You said, Alex, I'm more concerned about Homeland Security. You said Loretta Lynch and Jay Johnson on this show. We got to find the clip, because it's so powerful. And show the date, because it's just this. We are so on target. I'm not even bragging. I just can't believe how on target Drudge is, Trump is, you are, we are. I mean, we are on target. That's why they're crapping their pants.
Right, and I think your listeners need to get acclimated. Anytime a speaker or an analyst or somebody in the news or someone who supports Hillary says the words conspiracy theorist or conspiracy theory, that person is lying. Whatever they're telling you is a lie. You see, they can't refute that these machines are hackable. They can't refute that they've been hacked in the past.
And they say Donald Trump's disqualified. He's not allowed to be president. The guy running the machines is saying this to us, that just let Hillary off. Stay there, sir. You're going to have the floor when we come back. Ladies and gentlemen, he has a lot of the breaking news, but this is just incredible that this early. I knew Homeland Security was going to be involved doing it. But now they're just like, we have to protect it from hackers. The Russians want to steal it. If Trump wins, Putin did it. Oh, and let's not forget, I said, who's leading the resistance against the New World Order? Front and center, it is Vladimir Putin. because he's a nationalist, folks. He's not in our business. We'll be back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you can see. So, get ready for the propaganda. You're going to see it tonight on the news because it's put out by the White House, regurgitated by Media Matters, and then loaded into the teleprompters from CNN to MSNBC to ABC to NBC. The Russians are going to steal the election with hackers. They've already started planting these fake seeds. But Homeland Security is going to go in there and save us from it by sitting over the tabulation. Oh, and by the way, we're going to use spooks from the most secretive organization there basically is. This is Reuters reporting this. The OSCE, the Security Services Directive Agreement of the Marshall Plan. Let me tell you what the Marshall Plan was. Stuff like putting 1 million Germans in a concentration camp and letting them starve to death. I mean, it was hardcore martial law in Germany and other areas for many years. This is the actual guts of the shadow robber baron world government. And here's Reuters. 500 monitors, 10 times what they had in 2012, with Justice Department power. And I have mainstream news saying the UN to run our police now. Here's this. Obama administration and UN announced global police force to fight extremism, wait for it, in the U.S. They're looking at starting a civil war, boys and girls. The entire setup's there. And I know I've been harping on this forever, but this is really happening. I'm going to go to Roger Stone here because, again, he's the guy that got Donald Trump over the years, really pushed him to run. Donald, of course, did it himself, former head of his campaign. He knows the mind of Donald Trump. But now it's so clear that Donald Trump is a patriot, is a champion, is a nationalist, and the whole global crime syndicate is doing everything they can to stop him. U.S. News and World Report has articles out about what happens if he dies. Then the election's canceled. Very creepy stuff. They are telegraphing threats. This is an over-the-top time to be alive. And just finishing up here, Jay Johnson says, I'm going to disqualify Trump. And now he says, I'm going to run the election. And Obama says, there's no such thing as election fraud. What's that? Besides, the feds don't run elections. As he comes in with executive action, Infowars.com, Washington Examiner, WorldNet Daily, Breitbart, but it's all directly linked to them. Homeland Eye's special declaration to take charge of elections. And now you see the internet being censored. You now see patriots being censored. You now see leaked memos reveal Soros' plan for federally controlled police themselves directed by the UN. And libertarian and patriot conservative sites not allowed to operate in the web of the future. Kicking us off the web, putting us into non-electronic gulags. Going to Roger Stone, I want to talk about how we stop this, what we do. For me, Roger, this signifies very, very serious desperation. Even their tweaked polls in the LA Times show him a point or more ahead. A lot of the algorithms, as you know, show him winning handily. I know you like to be a pessimist just to be safe, but am I wrong in saying they're panicking right now? And doesn't this backfire when they all say, you're disqualified, you can't be president, and then they come in after Donald and others, as I said earlier, we needed to raise this early before they came in and took it over. We raised it. Now they come in. This looks like they've really stepped in it, Mr. Stone. Give us your expert analysis.
Sure, Alex. What all of this means to me is that they have every intention of trying to rig this election, and they're now trying to put the best possible face on it, dress it up. I think Trump has signaled them very strongly that if he is robbed, he does not intend to walk away. If there is hard core admissible evidence of a rigged election, that he's going to dispute the election. So they're trying to dress up the results.
And you are building an army, and we are building an army to have exit polls and analysis. They know we're serious.
Interestingly enough, the only hacking that's going on is the hacking of us. Yesterday, Senate Majority Leader Harry Brown wrote to the FBI demanding that they investigate me and the Russians, which is laughable.
Told you that was coming.
Regarding whether we have obtained certain Democratic Party documents through hacking. Let's be clear. There is no evidence that the Russians have hacked anyone yet. The DNC documents that indicted Deborah Wasserman Schultz and showed that Hillary stole the nomination from Bernie came from Crucifer 2 in the original hacking and then were authenticated by WikiLeaks. No Russian involvement.
And Crucifer 1 was not Russian. Look, we've now, it's been confirmed that it's actually U.S. intelligence agencies actively doing this because they know there's a foreign takeover of the country. And this is amazing. I mean, this is incredible.
Yeah, an extraordinary piece in the Financial Times yesterday documenting the involvement of the Ukrainian billionaire Viktor Pinchuk, his ties to the Clinton campaign, and the fraudulent campaign used to smear Paul Manafort. The ledger that alleges payments to Manafort, a forgery by Ukrainian intelligence. Yes, there's foreign interference in our elections, but it's not by the Russians. It's by the paid allies like Soros, like the Ukrainians.
Sure, that's a Soros operation. Ukraine is their new headquarters. They've taken it over. They're stealing the gas, stealing the money, stealing the bonds, looting everything. And what did Soros say? He goes, I want to take over Ukraine to get a new Marshall Plan that'll fund my operations. He doesn't even hide it. He bankrupts it. He gets the new Marshall Plan and then takes over.
And really what's extraordinary here is the chutzpah of the Clinton people saying Trump is in bed with Putin when it's the Clintons who sold Putin control of our uranium production. It's the Clintons who have done favors for the oligarchs who are supporting.
And by the way, even the Huffington Post is reporting this. It's strange they're even telling the truth. I mean, Hillary gets $35 million from the Russians to get one-fifth our uranium. That's treason. Can you imagine if Trump did something like this?
Well, what's amazing here is that your activities, my activities, the folks at StopTheSteal.org, the folks who watch InfoWars, the watchers of Breitbart and Daily Caller and so on, we are under their skin. They attacked you by name last week, the Democratic candidate for president. They attacked me the week before, saying that I am a right-wing conspiracy theorist. No, I'm a conspiracy realist. I deal in facts. And the fact is, they are prepared to steal this election. They are prepared to rig these machines. The Clinton Foundation is a slush fund, and more precisely, a vehicle for the facilitation of multi-billion dollar bribes in which everything in our foreign policy was essentially for sale. So to the extent that there's foreign interference in our elections, it is by Victor Pinchuk and...
Absolutely, and it's admitted. So let's stop right there. This isn't tuning our horn. It's letting the listeners understand this and know this. Infowars.com, Alex Jones, Matt Drudge, DrudgeReport.com, a constellation of other groups who deserve credit as well, WorldNet Daily, Daily Caller, Breitbart in a big way. They always try to demonize us and act like we're discredited because they're actually so scared of our narrative because it's actually historical and accurate and what CENTCOM knows is true and what generals all over the place like Flynn and others know. I mean, the entire military basically now knows there's a foreign takeover. They get it. They are linking up. They're aware of what's happening. And I really think that the folks up top who've stolen the country are starting to realize how much trouble they're actually in and how many crimes they've actually committed as more emails come out that Hillary wasn't just selling access to the president through her foundation, but to the Chinese president. That is a whole nother level of insanity. I mean, these people are crazy. Look at how she kept stuff on her private server, knowing it would be hacked. I mean, it does seem like they're incredibly reckless, Roger Stone. What do you make of their position right now and the fact that they tried to demonize you and I and Drudge and others? Trump took all these messages in truth and his own ideas, busted through it all, and now they're in panic mode because everything we've said has been legitimized. The extremists are now the gold standard. We're not the extremists. We're what's left of America. We understand what's happening. So all I'm letting the listeners know is this is the brain trust. Why are they panicking so much? Where do we go next, Roger Stone?
Well, notice the entire campaign of personal vituperation, personal attacks. You see, when they can't refute your arguments, and they're worried that you're starting to communicate the truth about how they intend to steal this election and about how the mainstream media is entirely one-sided, you get attacked personally. They've attacked you. They've attacked me. They attack Stephen K. Bannon.
They're doing incredibly dirty things behind the scenes right now, folks, just so
right.
You know.
And it's all personal. One of my very close associates, Christian Josie, longtime conservative activist, hacked as soon as he came to work for me. His email, his bank accounts, his social media contacts, all he did was go online and tell the truth. Bill Clinton is a serial sexual predator, and Hillary has acted as an accessory.
So they're bullying. It's not working. What do they do next? How do these slime bags, these cornered rats, what do they do next?
Well, I think it's very clear. They're going to continue the war of personal attacks. They're going to try to make Donald Trump into Barry Goldwater, 1964. He's mentally unstable. He's unfit.
You predicted that. Now the main drum is he's mentally ill, when Hillary obviously is mentally ill.
Yeah, it's very clear that that anything they say about Trump turns out, ironically, to be true about their own candidate. Folks will be able to get Trump's measure in these debates. They'll be able to see whether or not he is capable of the big job. He's been very disciplined on the campaign trail. He's been on offense. She's on defense. The polls are closing quickly nationally. There's a little lag in the key states, but the whole point here is, this is a viable race. The media is going to be telling us now for the next 60 days. It's over. Trump's a loser. It's going to be a landslide. They're trying to set an expectation level for the subsequent rigging of the elections. Read the Stanford study. Read the Princeton study. Read the study by Professor Robert Fetrakis at Ohio State Community College. These are learned men. These are not right-wing kooks. They will all tell you how easy it is to rig these machines.
Sure, sure. Roger, I understand you do probably 20 interviews a day. I mean, you're killing yourself. You're amazing. And you're educating our audience. But our audience is extremely educated in all this. We're talking strategy here with you, my friend, with the actual soldiers, the sergeants, the captains, the colonels, the generals. And in many cases, I mean literal generals, as you know, that understand, we understand, they understand, we're on target. You know, this is real analysis, real info. We're sitting here in a big, basically war encampment around the big table in the tent. Strategy, our strategy, the enemy strategy. We don't have to hide our strategy. We wear it on our shoulder, you know, tell the truth. But, I mean, do you agree with me that the enemy is floundering right now and really making desperate moves, revealing their open plan to bring in multinationals to oversee the election with the Justice Department and the Homeland Security that say they're not going to let Trump be president? This is so naked. Let's talk about that. And then what do we do if they do try to steal it in the battleground states?
Well, I think this has several parts, Alex. First of all, they are going to have the full force and budget of the federal government to try to pull off this ruse. As I said, we have to watch the watchers.
So that's the real announcement. Homeland Security, run by foreign multinationals, is announcing they're going to steal the election. I mean, that's all this is. They're now announcing they're going to come in and steal it.
And I've now determined that the data center to count all the votes nationally is based in Spain. In Spain, not in the United States.
Of course.
There is going to be an ongoing effort to create an expectation level so that they can pull off the steal more smoothly. The campaign of personal attack and vituperation is going to continue. It's not going to matter, Alex. I'm not running for president. You're not running for president. She is running.
Look, it's an honor to be lied about, attacked by total scum.
But let's be clear. George Soros is giving the traitor misfit, David Brock, a man who would make Joseph Goebbels proud when it comes to lies and disinformation, $30 million to go on Twitter, to go on Facebook, to spread disinformation about us personally, but about this election, about the Clinton Foundation, and so on. We have to rely on volunteers. That's why I beseech patriots. Go to StopTheSteal.org. We need you to volunteer.
Trump is building an army. We're building an army. And let's be clear, folks. We're not bragging. We want you to understand this is the equivalent of the X-Wings going down the trench towards the Death Star. This is history. This is for all the marbles. This is at the highest levels. We are engaging them. I haven't even plugged this hour. Everyone must go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a Hillary for Prison shirt at cost, $9.95. That includes shipping. Everyone must go there and get a Bill Clinton rape shirt. For $19.95, that helps fund our operation, helps fund Roger right in the nose spending his own money. We are totally committed, folks. I am ready to go through whatever I have to, okay, and they've threatened me well. Don't worry. I am 110% committed. I've never had private security. I got it right now, okay? That's the level. In fact, we can show Twitter one of the security guys. He actually runs a large security company and works for one of the top former generals, but I'm going to stop right there. Just understand, ladies and gentlemen, that you go to my Twitter and show folks a cue. This is what we're dealing with. This is real. This isn't going and seeing the movie The Godfather where the mafia is doing stuff. This is real. This is multinationals conquering the country. We need your financial support. You need selenium. We have the best bioavailable form, super low price. $19.95. Nobody's got this. This should be $50. Okay? Totally organic. Most stuff synthetic. You need to get the Supermel Vitality. You need to get the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 20% off. You need to get Supermel Vitality. You need to get Lung Cleanse. You need to get the bone and joint formulas. You need to go and get Strategic Relocation. You need to buy the videos. You need to support us. You need to send the links out. You need to spread the word. You need to go to Stone Zone. You need to go to Stone Cold Truth. He's got a new website. You need to understand this is a total war, StoneColdTruth.com. This is a total commitment. You want to be an American? You want to fight the New World Order? You want somebody to march on Washington? We're marching with Donald Trump. We marched in Cleveland. We marched in Philadelphia. We're battling in the streets, communists spitting and hitting us and saying we should die. We are, and I'm not bitching. I want this fight. I love it. The point is that we're committed. We're doing everything we can peacefully. We're going through hell, and I love it because this is the animating contest for liberty. But I'm just saying, we need you to realize you are the guts and the heart and the blood of this operation and the brains and the eyes and the soul and the will. And so I want our coffers against these enemies, because I can tell, I mean, it's a lot of crap going on. I mean, they are really serious. We're fighting hardcore mafias, okay, that brag about 500,000 kids dying, you know, under the Clintons in Iraq being a good price to pay. These are demons that no one's ever called. We're calling them. We know who they are. We've built the platforms to fight them. We are fighting them. We need you to support us. Get Stone's books at InfoWarsStore.com. Get them on his website. Spread them. But you understand, this is war bonds. This is 21st century war, and we are soldiers on the front lines. Roger.
Yeah, we need hardcore volunteers. If you can't help us in the exit polls, if you can't be a poll watcher, send us $25. Send us $50. Help fund the operation, because when this election is
over, wars aren't cheap, people.
It's not enough to say we were robbed with no evidence. But if there is admissible evidence that this election was stolen, then there will be widespread civil disobedience in the runoff.
That's right. These bastards know we're not going down, and Trump's not going down. Stay there, Roger. This is epic. Roger Stone's our guest. One final segment with him. Then we've got a lot of other guests joining us in analysis. But if you just tuned in, I'll recap the huge news. Homeland Security, basically under civil emergency, is going to take over the election. Obama said they're not involved, though. Whoa.
All orders go into effect immediately. Curfews begin at 6 p.m. and will be strongly enforced. Lawbreakers will be dealt with swiftly and justly.
Ready for martial law? You trust Infidel for armor. Now trust us for training. To get you ready for the coming collapse, Infidel just released a new video and book called Driven. Real warriors, real training. Buy now at DrivenDVD.com. That's DrivenDVD.com. Brought to you by Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Attention CPAP users, stop the insanity and torture of your CPAP mask. Don't you hate the skin irritation and terrible leaks? Jump on the CPAP Pro train, invented by an actual CPAP user that became so frustrated with CPAP masks. Are you ready to try something new? With absolutely no straps or headgear, go to nomask.com and get the best night's sleep ever. Free to Medicare patients. Go to nomask.com. That's nomask.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Take a look out that window. There's a scene you might want to catch. World government being established. Donald Trump at 2:30 today is going to be meeting with the Mexican president central and flying up to Arizona. The guy is a war machine against tyranny. The stamina, just totally presidential. And they look at this guy that doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, exercises, fuels himself on red meat, pure Americana, and they just are pulling their hair out. Roger Stone is our guest. I cannot stress enough, now is the time to spread the word. The world is listening. How obvious is it with Obama saying there's no such thing as election fraud, the feds aren't involved, and then the feds announced basically a civil emergency over critical infrastructure to protect the election and are coming in to take it over because they're worried about hackers when they're the ones, the federal government and others, that have been caught stealing elections. We've had Diebold chief engineers testify to Congress on this. So just what Roger Stone, so astute, listen to him. He said a month ago on this show repeatedly, watch the watchers, watch Homeland Security, watch Jay Johnson, Loretta Lynch, watch if they send a bunch of people in, that's who'll steal it. And now they want to protect it all of a sudden. And that shows they're making this risky move because they know Trump is pulling ahead. 5 minutes left. Thank you for your time, Roger Stone. Other points you'd like to add?
Yeah, I think we're at a crucial juncture here in which they're trying to set the narrative in advance so that they can get away with stealing this election. Look, you have a number of events that are going to roil this race. I am absolutely convinced that Julian Assange and the folks at WikiLeaks have the equivalent of political dynamite that they intend to drop on the Clintons between now and the election. So now suddenly David Brock, Media Matters for America, Correct the Record, which should be Distort the Record. Now suddenly we're questioning the credibility of Assange. He's a conspiracy theorist. He's a nut, even though
these are admitted documents that prove Hillary is commanding the media.
Right. So where the documents came from is really immaterial. It's what the documents say, because none of these leaks have ever been questioned in terms of their authenticity.
Well, even real liberals like Greenwald are coming out and saying Hillary's a complete monster because she is.
These emails are the equivalent of the Watergate tapes. They're indelible. They're out there, and they're going to come
back. They're worse. They're worse. They're more powerful.
In the ass.
They're more powerful. What do they do then when these come out? Start a new war? I mean, how are they going to try to distract from all this, Roger?
Well, first of all, their friends in the mainstream media will attempt to minimize it. You can already see the drumbeat now questioning the
motive. It's Russians. It's Russians.
And it's Assange. He's releasing the truth to help the Russians. I want to know what the truth is. I mean, Putin's not a dumb man. He understands that Hillary's word is no good. He knows that Hillary is a liar. He knows that no negotiation he
Hillary
has.
Hillary loves failed states and is evil.
And he knows that Trump is for a period of detente. Trump wants peace. Trump is the peace candidate.
And that's horrible. So they say he wants nuclear war. He wants peace, so he wants nuclear war. She wants war, so she's good.
And he, frankly, would like to have a period of hard-headed negotiations after which we could coordinate our activities with the Russians.
Exactly. And he knows China is the one screwing us over, not the Russians.
Well, like Nixon, he's prepared to play them off against each other in the best interests of the United States, as opposed to the Obama-Clinton foreign policy, which is bending over for them.
Getting back to Trump and his view on Russia, I mean, you're saying, obviously, from just your research, obviously not from talking to him, that he would like to work with Russia. That would be great. Imagine a world, the globalists for 100 years, the robber barons have always tried to stop us from linking up with Russia. Doesn't that make perfect sense?
Well, look, economic opportunity is what got them out of the gulag, and capitalism works. That's why they have to use it to reform their system. Putin is a nationalist. Trump is a nationalist.
Hold on, 70 seconds. I know you have another interview, but do five more with us, and we'll let you go. Roger Stone's our guest. I'm Alex Jones. The feds are announcing, well, Obama's announcing he's taking control of the election. He's taking control of the election. Obama. The same people that no-billed Hillary. This is unbelievable. I just, this is the craziest thing I've ever seen.